The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, Washington, and thanks for joining me. I'm Eric Stewart, the host of your show every Sunday from 8 to 8:30. This is my 16th year on the air, 33 years in the residential real estate market with Long & Foster currently, formerly with Llewellyn Realtors for about 25 years, and then I guess it's been now 7 years with Long & Foster. Offices in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Over 3,300 transactions over my time, and I've got one of my key players in my group joining me today, Robert Garcia. Robert is the operations manager for my team and has worked with the group for 18-plus years now. Cannot believe it. So, Robert, good to have you on the show this morning.
Very good morning. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you, thank you. And I'm glad that that I have you, Robert. You are a part of the lifeblood of the success of our group, and like numerous people have joined us and have stayed with us for the long term, and that's really such a comfort. I think anybody listening to the show today understands the benefit of having an employee or having a partner in your business that you feel is going to always have your back. Is got the big picture in mind and is always trying to consider with you how to make things successful. And that's who you are in my business, and I'm grateful for that, sir.
Thank you, Eric, for your kind words. Yes, definitely. It has been an amazing experience to be part of the Eric Stewart Group, being able to grow the team from back in 07 and 06 with we had the market meltdown, to now see it how well is structured, organized, and systematic. So definitely it's a privilege for me to be part of this team and looking forward to many more years of success. And I know with the COVID-19, things have gone out of control for many of the real estate industry people out there, but I'm very happy to see that how the Eric Stewart Group continues to grow and having an amazing number of sales. And, you and I, Eric, know that this past month of April was an amazing month for us with a lot of other real estate industry and the big guys out there having to let people go, furlough other real estate agents. So I'm grateful for the opportunity and thank you for your leadership.
Yeah, you got it. Well, any good group, whether it's a doctor's practice, attorney's practice, real estate practice, or any practice, the old proverb that says, a threefold strand, the three cords in a rope, pull the weight of the rope and make it stronger. When you only have one cord in a rope, it's easier to cut, it's easier to fall apart, and it can break easily. But when you've got good people with you, it makes the rope stronger. And so I'm grateful similarly, and I appreciate your encouragement. So Robert, you have done some research on the impact of COVID on the stay-at-home work environment that we've had. And I wanted you to bring this insight into today's radio show. So please jump in and share.
Sure. Thank you, Eric. Thank you. Yeah. So, COVID-19 is something that, of course, nobody knew that this will hit us so bad and the real estate industry for sure. But as I like to educate myself so I can educate potential clients that we work with, I've been doing a lot of research. And here's where I came across something that is very, I will say, fascinating for what it probably it's coming up for real estate industry. The applications for mortgage have been pretty steady for the last 3-4 weeks. So that is about a 7% increase week after week on mortgage applications. So that's very good. So that either tells you people are continue to buy or they are refinancing, but it's a good thing. But what I find very fascinating is that a percentage of the American population, and this is very close to what's a 1/3 of the current homeowners that have very solid income, stable jobs, are going to find themselves in a situation where the staying and working from home is going to be a lot longer than expected. So maybe this is people that will continue to work from home in the next probably 3 months minimum, up to who knows, a year. So that one third of the American population will probably need to upgrade to a home that it has a home office space. And this, what it will do is, will continue to put, either these people will sell their properties and buy another one, or because of the low interest rate and they may be sitting on some good cash, they will probably will be willing to buy something bigger that work this way and then rent the other property. But with kids, you know, most likely staying at home at the beginning of the next school year. So that, take that into consideration. Take in consideration that it's a husband and wife both working, and then both have to stay home. So you're going to need a bigger space. And the other thing is the bandwidth these people are going to start using. They're going to have to increase the bandwidth. And some of the older homes sometimes don't have the capacity for more of a higher gigabit connection. So those are the fascinating things that I'm seeing. So I think the real estate market will continue to be very strong in the months ahead.
Interesting. Yes, I had a call yesterday from a past client. She and her husband bought their home 4.5 to 5 years ago from me. She's a licensed clinical social worker. And she said, do I know any good builders? Because she and her husband are thinking about adding on to their home, adding a three-story addition with room for a home office. And she will then stop renting the commercial space that she's currently using for that practice. And I suggested, hey, why don't you consider the possibility of buying a home versus spending $225,000, $250,000 on an addition? Why don't we consider finding a home that already has these features in it, so you don't necessarily put all the money into a property? And so it may make more sense for them, although she said, thanks for that. We love the home we're in. We're not planning on moving, which is all good. But I'm just going to try to bring her some balance. And I think for those listeners here who are thinking along this way of, should I maybe add on, or maybe I should make a move? You want to balance out the cost of the improvement you're going to make. What will the finished price of the property be with the improvement you're going to make, and make sure that you're actually accomplishing what you want, which is not to over-improve a home. Rather, maybe it makes more sense to make the jump, pay those frictional costs of selling that include the commissions to sell the property, the taxes and so on that are associated. It may be better in the long run. You may be able to, for a little bit more money, buy a much larger house that gives you not only the benefits of what you're looking for in a home office, but also gives you the upside of that location. So kind of a tough way out. What do you think, Robert, is going to happen to the commercial market? You know, we've seen the effect of Amazon on how people order. You know, people buy, and it's not just Amazon, it's Walmart now, it's Costco, it's any number of websites. People are just generally looking for good pricing online, buying things and having them shipped to their house. Commercial housing for work, bringing everybody together, that seems like we're going to see a correction, although we really haven't seen it happen yet. What do you think?
So I think that definitely that will be a connection that we will see happening. And we don't know exactly where's it going to start and how soon we will see it here. But I think that that correction will be coming pretty soon. And interesting enough, this morning I was reading an article that says how downtown Manhattan is getting ready to face what's going to happen after they reopen, because even if everything goes back to normal, a lot of these workers not going to go back to their offices. So there's going to be a big challenge. And then adding all these other companies that have invested a lot of money into commercial real estate, we'll see how that's going to look like. Maybe this will be a contraction in prices and less space, but for sure we will see some type of correction in the months ahead.
So if you have a thought on this, if you're listening to the show this morning and you have a thought and you'd like to share that with us, I'd love your input. If you're experiencing anything or you're seeing anything on the ground, whether you think this shift into buying homes that have home offices is going to take flight. I've been thinking, and for that matter, if you're in the commercial space, if you have a thought on what will happen with commercial space and how quickly that transition is going to take place. Will we enter a bear market in commercial real estate that we have not really seen badly, a bad bear market? Are we about to enter that? Your thoughts appreciated at eric@ericstewartgroup.com if you want to send an email to me now. Well, Mr. Beacon himself joins us. How you doing there, Stuart Rosenthal?
Doing well, Eric. Thank you so much.
I'm excited about this next topic about celery because I've been recently eating celery and drinking celery juice. I've done this before you presented this article, so I want to hear what's going on with that.
Well, it's celery juice is a bit of a sensation now. People are talking about it a lot and all the wonderful benefits of it. So we do have a story about that topic. But honestly, I mean, while juice is good, we recommend the celery itself, both because it's low in calories and full of water, but the chewing of it, the act of chewing the celery, reduces hunger and makes you feel more full. So it's good for weight management. The fiber in celery is what you want to help you with your regularity in your gut and that kind of thing. So that's useful. But celery, I think of it as being a very bland, sort of ordinary kind of vegetable by itself. It's not all that exciting, but it does provide some key nutrients, not only vitamin A, vitamin K, folate, and potassium, but it's also a lot of potent anti-inflammatories, things that reduce chronic inflammation in the body and protect against neurodegenerative diseases. So there's a lot of good stuff in celery, and you can make it more exciting with filling it full of peanut butter and eating the stalk that way, or chopping it up and eating it with guacamole and hummus and tahini and things of that sort. It's a good serving vegetable, if you know what I mean.
Thanks for the insight. Read about it in the Beacon newspaper this month. Go to thebeaconnewspapers.com for more information and pick up a copy at multiple locations around the DC area. Thank you, Stuart.
Thank you, Eric.
Well, we'll take a quick break. Let's chat about garages and the future use of garages if we start abandoning our cars because we want those garages for home offices. Stay with me right here on The Eric Stuart Show on WMAL. I'll be right back.
Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the DC metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.